नमाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 97 द डेथ ऑफ वीरूपाक्ष। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thus maimed and mangled, the monkey warriors covered the battlefield. Like moths that cannot draw near a blazing fire, they could not stand before the flaming arrows discharged single-handedly by Ravana. Like elephants scorched by a forest fire, they were tortured by his keen arrows and took to their heels with piteous cries. Like a strong wind scattering the clouds, his arrows drove the monkey hordes before them. Thus throwing the monkeys into disorder, he drew near to where Rama stood. Then Sugriva placed Susheno over the monkeys to guard and rally them back, and himself decided to give fight to Ravana. He was free from care now that he had entrusted his armies to Susheno, who was his equal in might. He tore up a huge tree and prepared to oppose Ravana. The monkey stood on both sides and behind him, armed with huge crags and trees. Roaring frightfully, he crashed down many a Rakshasa hero as he passed along. Even as the gales on the day of dissolution uproot and bring down tall trees, the onrush of Sugriva scattered the Rakshasas all around. Even as the clouds poured down on the birds a deluge of hail, Sugriva kept up a never-ceasing shower of rocks upon the Rakshasas. And they fell down wherever they stood, with shattered heads like unto tills uprooted. Virupaksha could not endure this pitiable sight of his armies perishing on all sides with hideous groans. He shouted out his own name and sprang from his car right on the back of a lofty elephant. He faced the monkeys, stemmed their course, grieved them sore by his keen arrows, and put cheer into the hearts of his troops and rallied them. Pierced all over with his arrows, Sugriva was beside himself with wrath and decided to slay him. He tore up by the roots a huge tree and flung it full in the face of the elephant on which the Rakshasa was mounted. Unable to stand the terrific blow, it retreated a bow's length and lay down on the ground, shrieking loud. The Rakshasa leapt from its back and, equipped with sword and oxhide shield, faced Sugriva. The monkey tore up a crag, dark and huge like a cloud bank, and hurled it against Virupaksha. But the Rakshasa, withdrawing a little, eluded it. Soon he brought down his sword upon Sugriva. The monkey hero stood for a while as if unconscious. Then he sprang at his enemy with clenched fists and planted them right upon the broad chest of the Rakshasa, who, however, made light of it and clove the armor of Sugriva, kicked him aside. The lord of the monkey world leapt back at him and hit him with the sound and fury of thunder. He was beside himself with anger and shame. He watched his foe most carefully, caught him when he was off his guard, and dealt a mighty blow on his forehead. The Rakshasa measured his length on the earth with a broken head, and blood streamed from his mouth. The monkeys shouted in joy at the sight of the famous Rakshasa hero, writhing in mortal agony. His eyeballs bulging, the blood and foam issuing from his mouth. The two armies fought long and dreadfully like two mighty oceans overflowing their shores. When Virupaksha of mighty prowess fell at the hands of the lord of the monkeys, the armies on either side resembled Ganga in full flood, and one overflowing with terror and the other with joy. मंगलम कौशलेन्द्राय महनीय गुणादे चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्व भौमाय मंगलम।